You know, every year the North Texas Commercial Real Estate Hall of Fame has their list of inductees. And it's just a, you know, you go back over the last 20 or 30, 40 years, it's just a remarkable group. You know, Trammell Crow and Roger Staubach and John Stebbins and Lucy Billingsley, Ross Perot Jr., John Goff. And add to that list, as of the meeting this week anyway, is Hall of Fame inductee Bill VanderStraaten, who's the founder of Chief Partners back in 2007 and has been knocking around the business for about 40 years. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, thank you, David.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
So I was looking at the dates here. So you walked out of SMU right into a Holocaust. we lost all of our lenders.
Yes.
All the real estate firms went bust. Did you ever turn around and think about going back in and coming out as a lawyer or something?
We were a few years into that real estate Holocaust, and it was definitely something that you wondered whether you'd made the right choice or not.
Well, there were very few left stand. I mean, like I said, we lost all the SNLs. There was a time when they were bulldozing apartment houses just to get rid of the overhang in the market so it would go away.
No, that's exactly right. It was quite a challenge, and I think one of the unexpected beneficiaries of that time was probably people like me who just had to figure out how to get things done, under a lot of adversity, and that was maybe a skill set that was beneficial down the road after that.
Well, and then it happened again, at least nationally, but not as much here. Oh, I don't know what 20 years later, I guess 08 and 09. And we seem to fare through that a lot better than the rest of the country. And same thing with 99 and 2000. You think that was because of lessons learned back then?
I think that's right. Partially that. And I also think, the late 80s was a culmination of both banking, oil and gas, and real estate all getting hit at the same time versus, the other two cycles you mentioned maybe were, one was real estate was not doing as well, but maybe oil and gas or technology or something else was there to pick it up a little bit.
So at least it kept the lenders going anyway. So
yeah,
so you and Trevor Reese Jones started Chief Partners in 07. Talk about that business, because I'm looking at the portfolio, and it seems to be really be diversified. You've got investments in Tennessee and South Carolina and Portland and of course all over North Texas.
Yeah, no, that's right. We're probably 50% state of Texas, but the rest of the portfolio is spread out throughout the country, mostly in growth markets. And our whole philosophy is to invest in team with operating partners that are specialized in their area and their geography, and let them do work their magic, and we back them as we see fit.
And is that the key for diversification? I mean, geographic diversification, but also always having a lot of different partners.
Yeah, a lot of different partners and a lot of different product types. We are kind of agnostic relative to the different types of properties. We just focus on the operating partners that we know that are great at what they do.
I keep reading headlines, although I don't read them as quite as often as I was, about the coming commercial real estate collapse. As interest rates went higher, everybody has to refinance. I don't know if that's a can that keep being kicked down the road, or maybe it's just not going to come.
Yeah, I think collapse isn't the right way to describe it, but there's definitely some headwinds that we're all facing, relative to the cost of debt. And that in this environment where there's a lot of investors that still want to get in the market over time, it'll slow things down, but I don't think it's a collapse the way we've seen in maybe some other down cycles.
I saw these headlines, as I know you have, about Austin. The vacancy rates and housing prices that are dropping 15 or 20%. And I keep worrying that that's going to happen in North Texas. Are we immune to that?
No, not immune, but I think anytime your city economy is focused on one, industry. And in Austin's case, they've been heavy technology, and technology is pausing for the moment. I think you stand the risk of having that happen. We were much less diversified in the late 80s in our business base than we are today. So I think there's less of a chance of that in North Texas than you might find in Austin.
And there always seem to be new things coming along. I know you all are involved in the the Fields project and the PGA as we just keep moving further north. What's the promise up there?
Pretty exciting. Yeah, we've teamed up with Ray Hunt's family and the Rose family to back Femi Carahan and others to go through a development there. Most of the first steps have been putting in streets and some single family lot development, but following that, it's going to be quite a bit of commercial. And you know, Universal is under construction up there now, so there'll be a family oriented theme park right on that same intersection. It's really exciting, and it's going a lot faster than we originally envisioned.
What about the office component? Are there going to be offices? Does anybody build office products anymore?
Yeah, no, there'll definitely be office. In fact, you could make the case that office has never been better if it's highly amenitized around it. If you're in a B sort of call center environment, you know, without a lot of things around you, then that's going to be pretty tough. And we don't see that expanding. But places like up at Frisco and Fields West, which is the retail portion of that development, there will definitely be offices surrounding that because people want an office where they do other things conveniently. And that's been proven in Uptown Dallas and Preston Center and in Legacy West, and now in the future it'll be in Frisco as well.
So what do you think your market's going to be for that? Where do you draw from? Is it going to be from the south coming up north, or is it going to be all that new development, that Salinas and everything else, coming down south?
Yeah, no, I think it's both, but I think we'll see the growth in the office environment and retail environment in that sector growing just through the growth of North Texas in general. That's, you know, some fantastic school systems up there. Those are the areas where you get a lot of new people to town that want to land, and they want convenient things to do and lifestyle decisions to make as well.
I mean, that's just in a major development like that. That's just sort of the chicken and egg thing, right? I mean, you don't want to be there before the people are, and if the people are there and you're not there, then there's no space for you.
Yep, that's exactly right. And I think you see them evolve sort of rationally over time. You put the streets in first. Usually the houses are the first, you know, kind of pioneer steps. And then retail follows the rooftops, and office eventually follows all the workforce housing that they want to be next to.
And what about the infrastructure? You get cooperation out of the city? How are you going to move people around?
Yeah, no, it's streets were just finished. I don't know if you've had a chance to drive up there yet, but you know, Legacy got extended all the way up through 380. You've got Fields Parkway that just wrapped up here a couple months ago. It's really pretty phenomenal how that has opened up the entire, you know, 2,700 acre development.
Has the PGA been sort of a magnet for some of this too?
Oh, for sure. Well, first of all, when people know that they're going to be able to live next to a championship level golf course, and they're very naturally attracted to that, the home sales around the course have been, you know, amazing. In our view, just the quality of the house and the number of them that are getting built all at the same time is really something that's been surprising to us as well.
Well, like I said, so you're going into the Hall of Fame for the North Texas Commercial Real Estate members, and I was mentioning some of the prior inductees, the other laureates. I mean, this is just a remarkable group that you're joining.
No, it's pretty amazing. I sometimes look at that list and think that they've made a mistake, but it's really an amazing group. And then got to give credit to our friends at NATCAR for continuing to do this and pulling people into that. It's really nice.
Well, we will watch with great interest not only your induction but also the growth of your latest project up north, the Fields project. It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun to watch to come together. And as you say, it's coming together a lot quicker than anybody thought, right?
Yeah, correct. No, it's very exciting. The speed of its development has been surprising.
Bill Vanderstraten, our guest today, the latest laureate into the North Texas Commercial Real Estate Hall of Fame. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
Thanks a lot. For more of our conversation, please go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.